Gather round, kids, and I will tell you ancient Chinese story. In ancient China, dragon meat was rumored to grant the one who consumed it immortality. This did not intrigue anyone in China, since China really sucked to live in and nobody wanted to live that long. An evil man from Europe named King Leonard VI or the Fifth heard this rumor and wanted to eat dragon meat, because he was from Texas and wanted to barbecue that shit. King Leonard ordered his army to march on China and kill a dragon and bring it back to him. The Chinese people heard about this army descending upon it and seeked out an ancient Chinese dragon named Tuan for advice. Tuan said as long as the Chinese used their faith and stood strong, they would win the day and defend the homeland. When King Leonard's army reached the Great Wall and saw the defensive force that stood in their way, they immediately retreated and the Chinese army was victorious. King Leonard was displeased that his army had retreated without a fight and came all the way back to Europe, since it was like 6,000 miles to go there and 6,000 miles back, and the airfare cost like 80 grand. He decided to just send an ambassador with 500 grand to buy dragon meat instead. When the ambassador got to the Great Wall, the gatekeeper there asked him what he wanted. He told him that King Leonard wished to purchase 2,000 pounds of dragon meat for 500 grand. The gatekeeper said, "You must be joking. Dragons are the most noble creatures in our culture. The thought of eating them is offensive to us and incredibly distasteful. You not only disgrace me and my ancestors by attempting to buy such a thing, but you disgrace the entire Chinese culture and all of our people." The ambassador said, "Did you not hear what I said? I said 500 grand. That's 500,000 in Jing language." The gatekeeper said, "Holy shit, 500,000, why didn't you say so? I'll be right back," and took a machine gun and killed a dragon real quick and sold it to the ambassador. The dragon Tuan heard of this betrayal and headed to the wall to punish the gatekeeper. The ambassador delivered the meat to King Leonard and he barbecued that shit, deep fried it, and grilled it with propane but not charcoal, because he was from Texas and everyone from Texas is exactly like Hank Hill. King Leonard took a bite from the barbecue dragon and it tasted like ass. Then he ate the fried dragon and it was okay, but the propane dragon was amazing and made him orgasm on the spot with such force that he impregnated every woman within a 60-mile radius. The people rejoiced and joined in eating the tasty dragon. King Leonard was pissed, however, because he had wasted some of the meat deep frying it and barbecuing it, so he sent his army to destroy China in retaliation for his mistake. When they got to the gate, there was no one guarding it, so they just walked into China unopposed. The dragon Tuan was punishing the gatekeeper in Beijing. The gatekeeper tried pleading with the crowd that the Europeans bought that dragon meat for $500,000, and the crowd was like, "Holy shit, that's an ass load of money, what a lucky fuck." But then the ancient Chinese dragon looked at them and they shut the fuck up. The European forces of King Leonard arrived in Beijing and the dragon Tuan was holding them off by himself. The Chinese people all looked at each other and killed Tuan from behind and sold his corpse to the Europeans for $500,000, and it was the best deal ever, and also they smoked opium afterward, but they all overdosed because the dragon meat rumor about immortality wasn't true.